For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says no additional cases have stemmed from the Lake of the Ozarks parties over Memorial Day weekend. Dr. Randall Williams says the only related case uncovered since then is one Boone County resident who tested positive last week. Columbia Public Schools is expected to spend over $17 million more than it is projected to make in revenue next year, though officials are still confident in budget planning. The Columbia Missourian reports the proposed 2020 to 2021 fiscal year budget was presented last night. The new budget shows decreased revenues largely caused by the pandemic. The proposed budget also shows an over $26 million net increase in spending. Chief Financial Officer Heather MacArthur says $14 million more of this year's spending will go to employee pay and benefits. She says, quote, "Even though we are in a different economic time right now, we really wanted to make sure that we show that we are valuing all of our employees." The district gained $2.5 million from the Federal CARES Act, which MacArthur says will be used to cover some transportation and technology costs. The Columbia School Board is set to vote on the proposed budget during next Monday's meeting. Columbia Parks and Recreation will be hosting a pre-owned bicycle sale this Saturday. The Columbia Missourian reports the sale is set from noon to 4 p.m. in the back parking lot of the Armory Sports and Recreation Center. According to a news release, 50 gently used bikes from youth to adult sizes will be up for purchase. Bicycles have been donated by individuals and local businesses. All sales will benefit the Como Bike Co-op, which provides classes and free bike repair services. The University of Missouri proposed a plan yesterday to change the fall 2020 academic calendar. The proposal was sent to all MU faculty, staff, and students. The proposed plan called for a new start date of August 12th, while the campus would stay open on Labor Day, and an in-person classwork on November 20th. Final exams would then be given online from November 30th through December 14th. In today's MU Faculty Council's special session meeting, they struck down the original proposal with a vote of 5 in favor and 24 not. However, many of the no votes were in hopes of amendments and clarifications of the original proposal. The MU Board of Curators will meet on June 18th and 19th to further discuss this issue. In the meantime, MU announced it will be increasing staff for building monitoring and cleaning. MU faculty are also being provided online training modules to enhance remote teaching skills should the need arise to return to online classes. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.